I have a resurrection and a life set before. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though this body be destroyed, yet shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not as a stranger. We brought nothing into this world, but it's certain that we can carry nothing out. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh even from the Lord, who hath made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved, and he that keepeth thee will not sleep. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord himself is thy keeper. The Lord is thy defense upon thy right hand. So that the sun shall not burn thee by day, neither the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from evil, yea, it is even he that shall keep thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this day forth forevermore. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Please be seated. The lesson we've chosen comes from the Apocrypha, coming from the third chapter of the Wisdom of Solomon, beginning with the first verse. The souls of the righteous are in the hand of God, and there shall no torment touch him. In the sight of the unwise they seem to die, and their departure is taken for misery. And they're going from us to be utter destruction, but they are in peace. For though they be punished in the eyes of men, yet is their hope full of immortality. And having been a little chastened, they shall be greatly rewarded, for God proved them and found them worthy for himself. As gold in a furnace hath he tried them, and received them as a burnt offering. And in the time of their visitation they shall shine and run to and fro like sparks among the stubble. They shall judge the nations and have dominion over the people, and their Lord shall reign forever. They that put their trust in him shall understand the truth, and such as be faithful in love shall abide with him, for grace and mercy is to his saints, and he hath care for his elect. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Remember thou thy servant Jennifer, O Lord, according to the favor which thou bearest unto thy people, and grant it increasing in knowledge and love of thee. She may go from strength to strength in the life of perfect service in thy heavenly kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, one God, world without end. Amen. Under God's gracious mercy and protection, we commit Jennifer. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace both now and evermore. Unto Almighty God, we commend the soul of our sister departed. We commit her body to the grave, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. In the sure and certain hope of the resurrection unto eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, at whose coming and glorious majesty to judge the world, the earth and the sea shall give up their dead, and the corruptible bodies of those who sleep in him shall be changed and made like unto his own glorious body, according to the mighty working whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself. I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, from henceforth blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. Even so saith the Spirit, for they rest from their labors. The Lord be with you. And with thy spirit, let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. And now as we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Most merciful Father, who hast been pleased to take unto thyself the soul of this thy servant, grant to us who are still in our pilgrimage, and who walk as yet by faith, that having served thee with constancy on earth, we may be joined hereafter with thy blessed saints in glory everlasting. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, who by thy death didst take away the sting of death, grant to us thy servants so to follow in faith where thou hast led the way, that we may at length fall asleep peacefully in thee, and awake up after thy likeness, through thy mercy, who livest with the Father and the Holy Ghost, one God, world without end. Amen.